This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
From God, would bring changes in our lives. Hallelujah. My name is Apostle Dr. T. Bowman, and with Providence Lisa T. Bowman coming to you tonight in the name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. As we have the opportunity to bring forth Bustin' Loose and Faith Ministries radio broadcast through the use of the internet, we are thankful and grateful for God touching our lives in a very special way. God still can touch us today in all areas of our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in Hallelujah that's listening in, while we are teaching and preaching on a local level, we are able to reach on a global level, even through this time of pandemic, even through this time of quarantine. The Word of God, we still have the capability, because of the use of the internet, to bring forth the Word of God to the people of God and all those that are listening in. Here we see Jesus. He's, hallelujah, he heals a man that was a leopard. A leopard was, when a person was considered to be a leopard, they were, they were exempt socializing in society. In other words, they were, according to the law, they were not to be in a crowd, in fellowship with society. They had to go through a cleansing process. And then once that process was done away with, or once the healing would take place, because they were considered unclean. And in order for the purification to take place, or the time of quarantine, or being exempt from society, in order for them to get back in fellowship or involved in society, they had to go through, they had to go to the priest, and the priest would pronounce whether they were clean or still unclean. Here, sometimes when a person is in a desperate need and need to be placed back in the status of being in society, they would do desperate things. And here we, as we read in the Word of God, in Luke 8, verses 1 through 4, we see where it says, when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. Yes, and behold, there came a leper. And notice what the leper did. It says, now even though he was exempt from involved in society, he heard about Jesus. He heard about the one that laid hands on the sick and they recovered. He heard about the one that, hallelujah, when the blind was brought to him, he healed them and their eyes was open. They was able to see. He heard about the dumb that couldn't speak. And when Jesus prayed or laid hands on them or rebuked the unclean spirit, the dumb began to speak. He heard about Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible says in verse 2, and behold, there came a leper. He came to Jesus. Hallelujah. He didn't let obstacles stop him. He didn't let what people say stop him. He didn't let what the law say stop him from coming to Jesus in order to receive a miracle. The Bible says the first thing he did was humble himself, and he dropped down to Jesus' feet and started worshiping him. And he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Notice when he humbled himself, In other words, he got out of self and he humbled himself in the sight of the Lord. And God, even now in 2020, he wants us to humble ourselves and come to him to let him know that we, our dependency is on God. Our trust is in God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, let us trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So this leper, amen, he was in a desperate situation. And he had a condition that only the Savior, the only Jesus can heal. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, look, it's funny, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And the word of God says, and behold, his leprosy was cleansed immediately. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in tonight on this broadcast, Jesus is an we serve an on-time God. Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, he noticed that the leprosy didn't have to set an appointment in order for Jesus to heal him. He didn't have to take medication. No, he came just the way he was, tore down from the floor, full of leprosy. Hallelujah. And Jesus touched him, and he was made whole. What a blessing. Believers of Christ, the touch of God in people's lives, in his children's lives, brings forgiveness of sin to those who repent and believe. Bible says, according to Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. After we repent of our sins, and then it says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we confess in our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. After we start, we cleanse of our sin. After we repent and we believe, then we walk with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new on a spiritual level. I stop by tonight to let you know that God still can touch us spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. He's still a miracle working God tonight, today. The touch of God brings cleansing to those who yield themselves totally to God. The touch of God brings power to those who surrender themselves completely, totally to God's will. The transforming touch of God makes everything. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, we receive a new life in Christ Jesus with new desires when we become a new creature in Christ. Therefore, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. As a born-again believer, as a child of God, we will have new desires and new goals in life. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we will take in new activities and we will obtain a new hope of eternal life. Yes, the Bible says and encourages us in the book of John 15, verse 14. Excuse me. John 15, verse 16. Jesus is talking. He says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Yes, the God that sits high and look low, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of the universe, God Jehovah El Shaddai, God still can touch us tonight in a very special way. When God touches your life, changes will take place. Yes, we as believers of Christ, we are obligated to win souls to Jesus. The touch of God, it ordains all Christians into God's service. All Christians, not just ministers of the gospel, not just, hallelujah, is included lay members as well. We all have been drafted in God's kingdom, in God's service, into the body of Christ. We as Gentiles have been drafted in. God has extended grace and mercy. We are spiritual Jews. Hallelujah. Paul, dear apostle, God used him to bring the gospel to the Gentile nation. God used the Apostle Paul in a mighty way. Yes, we are spiritual Jews. We are drafted into the beloved family of God. So as children of God, the effect of your Christian life lived out in times of difficulty is often forceful in its impact to the non-Christian. The touch of God has ordained all Christians into God's service and enable every believer of Christ to share something for God with people. So as children of God, the effect of your Christian life lived out in times such as these of difficult, in times of the pandemic, in times of quarantine, it is often forcefully in its impact to all non-Christians. In other words, people are watching our lives. If we say that we are born-again believers of Christ, and that Jesus Christ is author and finisher of our faith, and he is a friend that sticking closer than a brother. He is our big brother, so to speak. He is the one that we can turn to. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agree as one. In the book of Psalms 133, verse 1, it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God still can touch us today in all areas of our life. So people of God, the touch of God can bring forth harmony and allow us to accomplish God's work, to do it in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. How pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. We as the church body, we should be clicking on all cylinders, because there's no big I's or little U's in the kingdom of God. God's church as a whole, we are a living organism that keeps reproducing over and over again. Jesus, he is the head of the church. The church is the bride of Christ. Here, Paul is encouraging the Ephesians in chapter 4, and he let them know, just like he let us know also in 2020 as believers of Christ. Paul testified, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the call wherewith ye are called. God have assigned each and every one of us as born-again believers. He have given us a work to do. He have called us to a ministry for us to go forth and work. He wants us to do it with all lowliness and meekness. In other words, walking in humility, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. There will be times where individuals, even though we may belong in the army of God, in the body of Christ, there will be times where we will suffer for the gospel's sake. The Bible says that many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivered them out of all of them with long suffering and meekness, bearing with one another in love. There'll be times because of personality clashes, people will be offended one towards another. But if we walk in the agape love of God, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. I'm talking about the agape love of God. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Where God says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. God don't want us to live among ourselves in chaos. No, he wants us to be in unity, looking on to the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord. We can all have opinions, but opinions is not the last say so. God's word is God's word is the authority that dictates our life, our lifestyle as children of God. God still can touch our lives in all areas tonight. The touch of God gives us encouragement. It gives us encouragement to conquer and furnish the strength for us to keep on going. Keep going on a little bit longer for the glory of God. A touch of God can heal our bodies, our mind and soul. Many have never experienced divine healing because of a lack. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we go a little bit further, it says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, believers of Christ, we cannot anticipate receiving blessings from God by our lack of faith. Child of God, the touch of God. It brings forth physical, mental, and spiritual healing in our lives. Yes, we as God's children, we look on to God because the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Goes on a little bit further and says in Philippians 4:19, excuse me, but my God shall supply our each and every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We receive God's touch in our lives through reading his word, by praying, by believing, by accepting and obeying. Yes, the word of God says for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided, the word of truth. Word of God also encourages and let us know in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, for us to pray without ceasing. Also in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse says, men ought to always pray and don't faint, don't lose heart. We also have to believe and accept that the word of God is true. And also we have to obey what the word of God is saying. 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause in the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat and the ram. So believers of Christ, we should allow God to touch our hearts rather than to resist the touch from him. Because there is no other touch like the touch of God. Every one of us needs a touch from God in order to help us in times of sorrow. We need a touch from God, of God, when we are going through pain and sorrow, when we are insecure, lonely, and especially when we are down and out. Yes, it is good to have family and friends to reach out to us when we need help. But many times we will find their help to be very limited, and their help is not a long-lasting help. Where it says in Proverbs 18, verse 24, the B clause of the verse, it says that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus Christ. God still can touch us today in a very special way. You see, God's touch is greater than a grandparent. The Lord's touch is more faithful than an earthly father. God's touch is more merciful than a mother's touch. God's touch is more passionate than a child's touch. God's touch is more intimate than a lover's touch. We look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, those who genuinely seek the Lord will be rewarded by the Lord. God still can touch you and I.
All alone, wondering what me what to do. I'm crying out to you. It apart, betrayed by the season lies. Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him my father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we relate back to when we was from the scriptures that we shared in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 1 through 4. Amen. Hallelujah. We see that when we relate back to the first verse, it says, when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. Here again, for a reminder, Jesus had just finished preaching the Sermon on the Mount. And he's coming down just like when Moses went to the mountain, and received the Ten Commandments. When he received the Ten Commandments, he came down, his face was lit up, hallelujah, where you couldn't even look at him. His hair was shining with because he was in the presence of the Lord. Jesus was preaching with so much an authority that people flocked to him, and they knew that it was, hallelujah, it was a message with authority. He preached with so much authority that people had never experienced before. So this was all new to them. But keep in mind, children of God, Jesus brought the kingdom with him when he came down the first time, But the fullness and the finishing of it will be when Jesus come back a second time to rapture the church and to establish his kingdom down here on planet Earth. You see, with God's timing, timing is the key in life. God's touch can make a difference in your life. The coming of God's kingdom means the destruction of the devil and his angels. It also will bring about the formation of a redeemed society without any evil, and also the fellowship with God at the marriage feast of the Lamb. So people in general need the kingdom of God in their lives. You see, we live in a generation where we want everything now. We live in what you call a microwave type mentality. People today has a microwave type mentality. They wanted the Burger King way, their way or no way. But I stop by to let you know that it's not your way. It has to be God's way, which is the right way. We don't want, in general, people themselves, they don't want to wait for anything or for anyone. But people of God, I stop by tonight to encourage you, to let you know that the kingdom of God always involves a breaking of God into history, where God's redemptive purpose is totally, fully realized. Jesus Christ, at God's divine time, broke into history through a virgin womb called Mary. And when Jesus hit the age of 30, he started his ministry and his message and mission. It was all about the kingdom. There are people in 2020 who are listening to Jesus' message and steadily complaining about it. You see, Jesus came and he would cause a difference in life. Out of people listening to the word of God and still can't try to bring it to their way of thinking, not realizing that we as human beings only have a little finite mind, that the thought pattern that we have before we even think it, God knows it. So we have to be saved. Again, relating back to 2 Corinthians 5:17, when we give our life to Christ. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Even in the church, you have, even among God's people, there are still some complainers. There were some back then. Moses brought the nation of Israel out of Egypt. There were complainers then. There were complainers during Jesus' ministry. And guess what? In 2020, and as we're on the break of going into a brand new year, Jesus tarried, God's willing, there'll still be complainers even today. So out of their impatience, they started speaking against the things of God. People of God, you can give some people your best, and they will still find something to complain about. One thing that God hates and he won't put up with is complainers and mumblers, and those that mumblers, those that's always finding things to complain about. All they will do will delay God's blessing from coming into their lives. Yes, impatience in your life as a child of God can kill your destiny. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 26, it says, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. According to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36. So, child of God, don't get in a hurry and go before God. Disciples must go where Jesus goes. If you abide in him and he abide in you, you should ask what you will. And according to God's time, he will grant it to you. God's touch can make a difference in your life. God will not touch us when we refuse to come to him. Where it says in Matthew 6:33, but to seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and everything else shall be added. God will not twist our arm. He will not force himself upon us. Open up our hearts to him. He's standing at the door and knocking to the door of our heart. But unless we let him in, he won't come in. God is a gentleman. He won't force us into accepting him. He'll give us the invitation. This is an invitation that you must do on your own, whether to accept it or reject it. Be mindful of the fact that in John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, beloved, we will never be touched, changed, comforted, or healed, or even saved by God when we are running from him. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, it says, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The seeker, which was the leper in this scripture, in this verse of scripture, it revealed that this man, a leper, needed a miracle. And the leprosy that had plagued his body was incurable as far as medical goals. It was also untreatable according to man's knowledge. But this man, this leper, he needed help desperately. This leper needed a healing miracle. Bible says in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22, it let us know that it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You see, mercy gave this man the leprosy, the leper. It gave him the strength to make it to Jesus. This leper, by law, again, he had to stay 6 feet away from people at all times, and 16 feet away when the wind was blowing. And he had to everyone saying unclean. This leper had become desperate. So when he met Jesus, he knew the report about Jesus. He knew that Jesus could make a difference in his life. So he stepped over rules and regulations. He stepped over boundaries and limitations. After stepping over rules and regulations, the leper approached Jesus the right way. Again, he came to Jesus. He bent down, knelt down on his knees, fell on his face, and worshiped him. He needed a touch from the master's hand can make a difference in our lives. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed according to the word of God in Matthew 8, verse 3. The leper came to Jesus for help in the area of healing with a humble request and a submissive heart. The leper was a humble seeker. Yes, again, in the book of Matthew 8, verse 3, it says, "And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The source of the leper's miracle is Jesus Christ. The source for the sins that have plagued our bodies is Jesus Christ. The word of God says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning." God's touch can make a difference in our lives as believers of Christ. Jesus broke the rules to touch somebody for eternity. You see, Jesus was a teacher. He was one who were not supposed to touch leprosy according to of society at that particular time. But Jesus knew within himself that his holiness would transfer the leprosy uncleanness. So people of God, Jesus Christ has the power to heal any sickness. He has the power to remove any diseases. He has the power to deliver anyone that is bound. He has the power to set you free from the chains of darkness. All power was given to him in heaven and in earth. So whatever Jesus commands, it obeyed. It obeyed him. Jesus commanded the leprosy, and the leprosy obeyed him. And a healing miracle took place. The leper was made clean. Jesus spoke his word, and the manifestation of healing took place. And it happened immediately. Yes, the leper, he didn't need any treatment or doctor's appointment. He didn't need no surgery or injections. No, because the leper was healed immediately. From the touch of the masses of the master, health overcame sickness. From the touch, God's touch, purity overcame pollution. From God's touch, life overcame death. From God's touch, worship overcame word. From God's touch, restoration overcame rejection. From God's touch, soundness overcame soreness. From God's touch, dedication overcame desperation. You see, Christ is enough for all of us. Christ is the source of all miracles. Christ is the source of everything that we need. The Lord's power made the leper whole, and Christ can make us whole even today in 2020 as well. God's touch can make a difference in our lives. Again, to touch means to make contact with. Today in 2020, Jesus Christ touched people through divine communication. For example, in salvation, Jesus touched lost sinners with the divine call of the Holy Spirit and the gospel message. After we get saved, Jesus touched his people through the preaching and teaching of God's word, as it is anointed by the Holy Spirit, and through the reading and meditation on the word of God, where it says, "But the study shall ourselves approve unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth." So, beloved, whosoever is touched by Jesus is made perfectly whole. People of God, even now, in 2020, the divine touch of the Lord is the only cure for sin today. You see, sin, likewise, is an eternal disease and is the root of all suffering, both in this life and the life to come. Without the touch of the Lord, all sinners would eventually be consumed and destroyed by the disease called sin. In the eternal destruction of hellfire, the touch of the Lord, it gives sight to the blind. Matthew 20, verse 30 through 34. It says, "And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thy son of David, and the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thy son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be open. So Jesus had compassion on them, and he touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, all men are spiritually blind by nature and by birth. No one can see the kingdom of God. No one can understand spiritual things. All people are blind by Satan to the glorious gospel of Jesus. All men are spiritually blind, beggars, groping in the noonday as in the night. All men are helpless, blind by their need for Jesus Christ and the salvation that he alone can give. All men need the touch of the Lord in order to give them spiritual sight. Yet God's touch can make a difference in your life. Yet as lost sinners, we all by nature are spiritually dim to the spiritual communication of the gospel. We all need for Jesus to touch our ears so that we can hear the voice of the Spirit of God and the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All men need the touch of the Lord in order to give them spiritual life. God's touch can make a difference in our lives. We just hope and pray that something that was said tonight will bring encouragement to your soul. We just hope and pray that by the Spirit of the Lord, that God will help us, enable us to go on a little bit further in the things of God and for him from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. We just thank God for each and every one here tonight. We just pray that by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of the Lord would just move mightily in your behalf. If you would like to get in contact with Apostle W.T. Bull as well as Prophetess, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us at Bustin' Loose and Faith Ministries at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have a blessed, safe night, a blessed, safe week as we come to the brink of celebrating Christmas season. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season, for all seasons. Keep continuously to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. God bless. Good night.